The technique of bronze casting is over 2,000 years old. The process, which is quite complex, begins with the artist modelling a figure from wax. The wax figure is then coated with clay and allowed to dry. When the mould is heated, the outer layers of clay are baked and the soft wax inside melts, leaving the mould to cast the bronze. However, given the risk of damage when removing an entire mould, a figure is often not cast as one unit, but in individual pieces. In the next stage, enough molten wax is poured into the moulds to form an even wax layer inside. This needs to be as smooth as possible, since it later corresponds exactly to the figure's bronze skin. The rest of the hollow mould is then filled with a mix of wet clay and sand. When this core has hardened, the individual pieces covered in wax can be removed from their moulds and joined together to form the entire figure. The pieces are joined with core pins and the wax edges smoothed and joined with a hot knife. At this point, the wax intermodel, as it's called, is fully assembled. In the next stage, wax rods are added to the intermodel to provide channels for the bronze during the casting process. Then the outer mold is built up. To ensure every detail is reproduced, the clay coating over the figure is added layer for layer. After it has been fired, the massive form is inverted so the melted wax can flow out. As the wax rods, known as sprues, melt and form hollow channels, they provide the route to pour in the hot molten bronze into the mold and at the same time let the air escape. After the metal cools, the sprues are sawn or chiseled off, the holes filled, and in the last step, the surface cleaned, smoothed, and polished.